beautiful. Dave's found an orchid.
I'm with Don Waller and Dave Zaber, two environmental professionals, and Zaber has come across an orchid in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. This part of the forest, near Eagle River, is maturing, with tall trees, a shady canopy, and a cooler temperature. It's good orchid habitat. But that might change soon, says Zaber.
Okay, we are in a proposed cutting unit of the 4 Mile timber sale.
The National Forest has slated this area for selective harvest, part of 11,000 acres identified for cutting as part of what's called the 4 Mile Project. Like most of the Northwoods, these forests were cut over during the timber boom more than a century ago and are still catching up, Waller says.
So what we have are forests in the 20th century and early 21st century still in a state of rehab, rehabilitation, recovering from that great cutover.
The two biologists wish, instead of this cutting plan, the National Forest would allow this area to complete its recovery.
This is the fork in the road. They're cutting the forest off at the knees, in a sense, in terms of its total potential lifespan.
Zaber works as an environmental consultant, and Waller is a former UW-Madison botany professor who chairs a science panel for the Chicago-based Environmental Law and Policy Center, or ELPC. That organization has filed a formal objection to the Forest Service plan cutting here. It especially takes issue with the selective cutting on swaths designated 2B, or adaptive management zones.
It just needs a little more time to cook.
Near the orchid, Zaber spots a downed tree that he says would be prime habitat for American marten, a small weasel-like animal.
This would be marten. You know, resort. That's the sandals for marten.
The American marten is Wisconsin's only state-endangered mammal, and this very forest was the heart of marten reintroduction efforts decades ago. Zaber argues the proposed cut would destroy marten habitat. Forest Service data shows habitat in the project area would likely be decreased by about 15% 5 years after cutting starts. Information like that was embedded in hundreds of pages of environmental reports reviewed by Chad Kirschbaum, the National Forest's Eagle River Florence District Ranger. He approved moving the project forward without an even deeper environmental review.
So in the 4 Mile assessment, we didn't find any significant impacts. So that's why I issued the draft decision and the finding of no significant impact.
Kirschbaum says all harvest projects must fit within the forest's overarching 2004 land and resource management plan, and the 4 Mile plan does.
We are balancing and managing the land for multiple uses, like providing for recreation opportunities, protecting plant and animal habitat, and providing wood for our local economies.
Kirschbaum says the project would yield about 45 million board feet of timber, worth around $4 million. He's confident in the selective cutting plan for those adaptive management areas, saying the plan designates them as suitable for timber production. Waller's environmental group, the ELPC, has formally challenged the forest's conclusions, and that objection is under review. But not all conservation groups share the same deep concern.
So these are the prescriptions.
Ron Eckstein has reviewed the hundreds of pages of the 4 Mile plan.
I'm very familiar with it.
He's a retired DNR wildlife biologist doing volunteer work for Wisconsin's Green Fire, a nonprofit promoting science-based management of the state's natural resources. Green Fire declined to join ELPC's objections to the project. Eckstein says if the Forest Service cuts in a manner consistent with the standards and guidelines within its larger forest plan, there's little worry.
But here in Wisconsin, we think the plan is good. The main thing is for the Forest Service to follow the plan, and we think they will.
Eckstein was also personally involved in the American marten revival on the land in the 1970s and says he's not particularly concerned the project will threaten its habitat.
You know, I have confidence in them that they're, you know, trying to protect wildlife habitat, forest biodiversity.
Waller and Zaber, two of the project's main objectors, ended our day on a piece of forest cut a few years ago. They joke about the landscape, which the new project area would resemble if cutting goes forward.
Look, Dave, there are trees.
Look, there are trees left.
We're in a forest.
The landscape is different than at our first stops, with fewer large trees and plenty of direct sunlight penetrating the ground.
Probably not the kind of conditions that would have supported that orchid we saw.
Cutting in parts of the proposed project wouldn't be good, Waller says.
We have set this forest back.
But he and Zaber make this point.
We are not against logging.
No.
What we're against in this particular 4 mile project is the amount of logging and particularly where the logging is being done.
Slow down, they tell the Forest Service. Do a more thorough environmental analysis and protect the areas with the best chance to fully recover.
We think they'll reach a different decision. We think that they will do the right thing.
For WXBR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Eagle River.